For VPR News, I'm Henry Ebb. Burlington police took down a homeless encampment in the city's south end today. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has more.
The city had planned to take down the camp last week, but delayed the action. Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo says there was a lot of personal property there, and the city needed to make sure that there was a plan to store the property if people wanted to keep it.
So what we decided to do was procure some storage space, even if we had to pay for it. And that enabled us to go over there and say, listen, we're prepared to do whatever is necessary with the property. And as it turns out, by the time we got there, very little of that property was stuff that they wanted us to keep. We went through particular items. They identified what they wanted safeguarded. They identified what they would move themselves. And the remainder, which was really the majority of it, was disposed of.
Del Pozo says only two people were living there when the encampment was dismantled. He says the people who are living there have found alternative temporary shelter. The city decided to take down the encampment after reports of domestic violence and drug use. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
St. Johnsbury is examining its options for repairing or replacing the aging building that houses its police, firefighters, and dispatchers after a report harshly criticized the building's condition. The town has been awarded a $60,000 grant to study plans for its public safety building. The University of Vermont says it's received a $1 million donation pledged for construction of a new multi-purpose arena. UVM Board of Trustees Chair David Daigle and his wife Beth made the pledge. The Burlington Free Press reports UVM's athletic director says the school is close to $5 million raised for the project. The Vermont Attorney General's office says a judge's ruling that allows retired Attorney General William Sorrell to be deposed in a public records case is in keeping with the office's defense of privacy rights. In a statement today, the Attorney General's office said a Wednesday ruling denied request by the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute to depose three assistant attorneys general, and it sets limits in the deposition of Sorrell, which is scheduled for Monday. The institute is asking for public records that could be contained in Sorrell's private email account. The broader issue is whether the former attorney general was involved in a coordinated multi-state investigation into ExxonMobil and climate change. Institute attorney Matthew Hardin says they're looking forward to questioning Sorrell. And the nationwide retail chain Target has announced it will open a new store in South Burlington next year. With the new 60,000 square foot store at the University Mall, Target will have a presence in all 50 states. Christy Welker, a Target spokesperson, says the new store is smaller than some other locations, but it will provide the company's usual fare, including groceries, home goods, clothing, and beauty products.
The South Burlington small format store will really offer the best that Target has to offer. All of the same product categories that guests would find at a typical Target store, just tailored down and curated for a smaller footprint.
The new store is expected to open in October of 2018. A rendering of the new Target location can be found at vpr.net. The Eye on the Sky forecast calls for partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs mainly from the upper 50s to mid-60s.